Jonathan, what are we in season 8 now?
Season 8, episode 2.
Do you remember at the start of season 7, I said to you, this could be the end of WordPress. This could be the beginning of the end. And you laughed at me.
Like, you said, like no I way. Just did. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still think that? Do you still think that it's unlikely to be the end of WordPress?
I have been consistently surprised over the past couple of months. Like, I'm like, did that really just happen? Am I reading this right? Is this real? I've had that reaction multiple times. I don't know, Luke. I'm trying to separate my general optimism from like eyes wide open to what's going on around me. And then also like, yeah, I don't quite know how to think about it yet. But I don't think it's the end.
The news, I guess there's two pieces of news that have sort of happened since our last episode. The first bit of news is that Automattic are reducing their contribution hours. We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
No. Nope. That came in shortly after we did the last episode.
So it's something like in the 3,000s, their regular contribution hours per week. And they're cutting that back down to about a day a week, about 40 or 45 hours, I think I read, to match WP Engine's contributions until the lawsuit is over, because Automattic can't afford all of the contributions that they're currently doing. That's according to a post on the Automattic blog published by Mary Hubbard. What do you think?
Did it have Mary's name on it? I didn't think it did have Mary's name.
It didn't have Mary's name on it, but if you look in the HTML and the data for the post, you'll find her there. I shouldn't attribute it to her because it wasn't sort of publicly done that way, but yeah.
It's a helpful insight that HTML reveals. I think that's a fair characterization. I had a hard time parsing it. Like the reality, it was a mix of things. They didn't say they couldn't afford it, but they did call out that the lawsuit is costly, that there's a lot going on, and basically that they're going to redirect those resources to their own benefit, which to me is frankly, I don't know, Luke, like the part of my reading of it, it feels a little bit like they're now doing the very thing that they accused WP Engine of doing. As a way of trying to convince them to do otherwise, I was having a hard time. I feel like there's more to the story for certain. And I imagine that the legal context for this is probably more of a factor than I'm realizing at the moment. But anyway, it struck me as odd.
I think it sounds to me like more to the story is simply Matt going, well, if I have to share my toys and I don't want to share my toys, then I'm just going to break my toys and nobody can have them. But my hot take is...
I would say more properly, like, take the toy away. It's more of like a... It's like, all right, if we're not going to play with my ball, I'm going to take it over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My hot take is that I think this is something Automattic should have done a long time ago.
Really? Okay. Tell me more.
Okay. So, like, Automattic do provide an outsized contribution to core, and it's something people are always complaining about. You know, Automattic hold all the keys, Automattic have all the control, and Automattic basically run the show. They decide what happens, and the reason for that is because they contribute the most. It just is a fact that they have.
It's a meritocracy in action.
Exactly. And I think that it's clear that nobody else was going to put in that amount of hours. You know, other people get up close, but close to half of what Automattic put in. And I think that they should have started to slowly scale back their contribution years ago. But, you know, in a controlled way. And crucially, without keeping all of the keys close to themselves, right? So the danger here is that Automattic cut back their contributions and then I guess like blue ball a release because They've got the keys and they don't have the people who have the keys, don't have the time to put into it. And
Luke, blue ball, is that an Australianism? Is that really what you're going to go with?
Yes, sir. Perhaps it was inappropriate. I apologize.
Carry on. Sorry.
You get my point, right? Like,
yes, yes.
There is a risk that this slows down. I mean, it will absolutely slow down development, but the risk is that it just halts it completely because Automatic are intentionally holding back releases, holding back updates and things like this.
Which, for what it's worth, I don't think is the case, right? I think perhaps the point that you're making is that this is an opportunity. This is perhaps some of the problem internally is Automatic has been an outsized contributor, and it's easy for others to look and say, well, they have to. It's Matt's thing. Like, they got to do it. No. And they're like, no, we don't have to. We don't have to do this. So we're going to show you what it looks like. But I don't think it's an attempt to, we want to see this fail, but that is a risk. Suddenly there's just a lot less people contributing.
Well, yes. You don't think it's what they're doing, and I'm not sure, but it is a risk.
Yeah.
I can definitely see Matt saying, look, WordPress hasn't been updated in ages, or, you know, WordPress is stagnated or development has stopped because Automatic are unable to put in the hours because of these lawsuits. It's all WP Engine's fault. It's their, you know, and WordPress is making WordPress into the victim here where it doesn't need to be.
Right. That is one way that it could go. So, Luke, how are you feeling about JK Press?
I'm not sure. There's a part of me that thinks Matt has named it. Let's just go with it. Let's just call it JK Press. Let's just do it. No, I don't. I think I would support a fork, but on the condition that it is a drop-in replacement fork. I'm not interested in any forks of WordPress that try to go, oh, you know what, let's refactor this, or let's redesign that for enterprise, or let's make it more accessible, or things like that. No, I think what needs to happen is a community fork, which is the only thing changing is leadership. That's the only thing, so that anybody can get the exact same code and run JK Press, run WordPress, flip out the back end, and it still works exactly the same way.
Mm. Which brings up some practical considerations of like what is WordPress in the back end, and then the ecosystem, and this is part of the complexity of it, right? Like, I suppose what you're arguing is if there's a fork, the plugins that work on one should work on the other by default.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Like a drop-in replacement means that, you know, these other things need to work on it as well. So, Luke, what do you think is actually going to happen?
Okay. I don't think that there will be a fork. What do you think, by the way? You keep asking me the questions. I've got an answer to your question, but I'm curious. Why don't you answer your question first?
There will be forks, but in the technical sense. But in terms of what will actually get momentum, I wouldn't bet on it. And partly because even with all this going on, WordPress is on track. And like, well, we're going to see how this year plays out, right? The 6.8 release is already planned. We have two releases planned for the year. The team has just been named for that. Our co-founder, Tammy, is the design lead as part of the 6.8 squad. Like, there's going to be a release. And from my perspective, this is an opportunity for a lot more folks that aren't Automatic to step up and to be involved. And my expectation is that that's going to be something that'll be welcomed and supported by Matt and the team and the folks at Automatic, because that's my expectation. And I think this can actually go quite well. To perhaps an optimistic take on the point that you were making, that Automatic should have been more proportionately involved all along, right? And they perhaps wouldn't be feeling so taken advantage of, if you take Matt's argument, as they had been.
Yeah. So here's what I think might happen. First of all, we need to acknowledge that Matt published on WordPress.org news that there's a few people who are now banned from WordPress. And that list of people, it includes Yoast and Careem, neither of who have actually called for a fork, but both of who have suggested that there needs to be a federated, distributed plugin and theme ecosystem. Say Reed, who has been championing the Collective.
Luke, sorry. And just before you go on, one thing that I'd actually like your take on, banning, am I right in inferring that part of the complexity of that is like, if you're banned from .org, can you even get a ticket to WordCamp?
Nope. You can't get a ticket to WordCamp and you can't log in to contribute. It's basically you're completely out of the project. You can't even log in to favorite your favorite plugins to make it easier when you log into your own personal WordPress install to be able to access those.
So
anyway,
so part of it, if you'll just indulge me one more before, like,
oh, I'll indulge you. Go on.
What happens if Yoast wants to come to a WordCamp? What does it mean to be, obviously this may be new territory, but I'm trying to imagine, like, really saying that this person can't come into this space.
Yeah. So, I imagine what will it be in this case. Matt has said that his .org account is deactivated. Now, if Yoast wanted to come to, say, WordCamp Europe, he might contact the organizers and say, hey, I'd like to buy a ticket, but my .org account is deactivated. Or he might say, hey, my company is sponsoring this event. Can you please issue me a comped ticket? And he might be able to get a ticket that way. We might also, though, find that any attempts to do this will be blocked by Matt because he's, you know, got some sort of vendetta against him.
All right. Carry on. I just wanted to just expand on the, it's not just that your .org account was removed. It's connected to the events as well.
Well, it is. Yes, that's right. You need a .org account to buy a ticket to WordCamp. So yeah, you know, that's Houston. And Careem, they're proposing alternative structures for the plugin and theme repo. Say Reed, also blocked, you're very well known in the WordPress space, and she's got a project going called the WP Community Collective that is calling for a change in leadership or a fork, or, you know, willing to step in to support or champion a fork. So, you know, a bit petty, but understandable. And then we also have Heather Burns and Morten Rand Hendrickson, who haven't been involved in the project for over 5 years. And
that surprised
somehow,
me.
Somehow Matt's got, he remembers them. He remembers their names. He thinks they're involved, even though they're not talking to anyone. I mean, I think Morten has published a few things on LinkedIn saying that calling for a change in leadership, but he's not working in WordPress. He's not contributing. He's not trying to start a fork. Certainly Heather Burns isn't. In fact, she said something on her blog, which I love. This blog post, we'll put it in the show notes. It was the best blog post I have read this year. It was fantastic. Not entirely safe for work, but hilarious. And she says something that I think resonates well, which is that this post has serious dodgy ex-boyfriend energy. He's sort of saying to Heather and Morten, you can't break up with me. I'm going to break up with you 5 years later. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah. It's been uncomfortable for me to read. How is this like a top story on WordPress.org?
Yeah. Why is it in the news section? Why is it appearing in everybody's WordPress dashboard all over the world? Yep.
Seeing Heather's name referenced there, seeing Morten, where it's like that's not been a thing recently. Like, we've got the context for the governance project and what happened then, but it's hard to, I'm like, it was an example of something it's been an uncomfortable surprise. Like, why is this coming up? Why am I reading this?
Yeah, and why are these people even blocked? They just, even if you were trying to start a fork, why should that block you from WordPress.org? The post suggests that it's so that you're able to focus better on your fork, which obviously is just childish. Anyway, you asked me for my prediction, and I'll give it to you really quickly, which is that Yoast and Careem continue to pursue a alternative model for plugins and themes, which can be federated, distributed. that is a change that will require changes to WordPress core. It will be proposed as a change to WordPress core. It will be blocked by Matt, and that is what will spark the first fork of WordPress.